Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Summers! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, isn't it? It's a good evening to you, and how you be at 6:32 and 45 seconds to go right along with it on a manic madness Monday right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Tom Lugauer, Paulie Rosenberg, they on the other side of the glass on the 1-877-337-6666. It'll be a hour and a half, 90-minute schmooze right up until the NFL with the Hawks and the Vikings at 8, right here on your fan, New York City.
At this festive season of the year, it is more than usually desirable that we should make some slight provision for the poor and destitute.
Couldn't stay consistent on anything. It was just every time we had something go on, we'd shoot ourselves in the foot.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
Darnold from the gun. Here comes Cincinnati. Darnold spins away and he's buried again. Second sack for Cincy.
I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Jones back to throw. This time he has time. Deep ball left and it's intercepted.
People will change what they think of us and me when we win games.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street.
Powell inside the 20.
Illegal block in the back by the offense, number 68.
Say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet.
Jones drops straight back in the pocket, fires it over the middle and overthrew Shepard, and it's intercepted by the Packers.
Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see.
Dalton throwing towards the end zone. It is incomplete. And here come the flags.
Pass interference. Defense number 46.
Somebody waits for you. Kisser once for me.
Jones back. Deep shot down the left sideline. And the pass is intercepted.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear.
Darnold on second and 10. Here they come again. He is sacked.
Looked like he was expecting to hand it off to Barkley. And then Jones is just smothered.
We didn't play well enough as a group. We didn't do enough to give ourselves a chance to win.
You know what? When you don't win, I expect what's written and said and what people think. I expect fans to be upset, because we are too.
Oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
And after Sunday, what is not to like already? Such pleasure everybody gets watching the New York Jets and the New York Football Giants. I think it is fair to say the New York Jets are so much better finding ways to lose than the Giants are at finding a way to win. For the New York Jets, where do you start? Well, of course, at the end. You always begin at the end of another season, even though it's officially not over. But I think we can say for the New York Jets, back to the drawing board. And the first thing you put on the drawing board is the image of a football. Yes, guys, it's oval. See? And you put this on the drawing board so they can identify that ball itself and the game they play. And then on the drawing board, what you are supposed to do with that football on offense, and then what you're supposed to do on defense. Easier said than done. Forget X's and O's on this drawing board, since You need to start with the ABCs on fundamentals, what to do with that football moving forward on offense, and certainly what to do stopping those with the football on defense. Again, simple to say, not easy for them to do. If we could, we would establish a football IL, the incompetent list. First name on it for the New York Jets, Adam Gase, who decided not to run against a team unable to stop the run. When you begin to check the boxes on yesterday's game, the box you check is the one showing you a coffin. Since the Bengals buried the Jets for 2019 by dropping less passes, by committing less penalties, and how many with the less? No penalties were called on Cincinnati in the first half. None. But the Bengals did in the Jets because, yes, they did drop less passes. 5 drops for the New York Jets and only 10 penalties. 7 penalties on the offensive line. And, of course, what the Bengals did was score more points, and it wasn't even as close as 22-6. What we always say about the New York Jets is, what can you say about the New York Jets? Chances are, even though they're playing Miami next week, we're going to be saying that again. Next Monday, same time, same station. What can you say about the New York Jets and the Giants, too? And we'll get to them in a moment. But what can you say about the New York Jets that hasn't already been said? For 3 weeks, we were led to believe they had turned a corner. They did turn a corner into another dark alley for 3 weeks. Who wasn't thinking, okay, it's now going to be 5 in a row coming up, Cincinnati for 4, and then Miami for 5 in a row, and then at 6-7, we'll take on Baltimore on a Thursday night, and then, well, who knows about the playoffs? Miracles happen. I know. You know. We all know about the playoffs. The Jets beg you to embrace losing by defining losing for the most part, on a week-to-week, year-to-year basis. And if you cannot embrace or at least tolerate and accept losing, then other Sunday options become available, like watching other games, mowing the lawn, going out for groceries and supplies, reading a book, taking a nap, going to the movies. Since all of the above will prevent anger and disgust and disappointment, ensuring a more normal blood pressure. Since following the Jets, rooting for the Jets can be hazardous to your health, both physical and mental. The Jets, as you know, made history on Sunday, sort of like the Hindenburg made history in 1937 over Manchester Township in New Jersey. There are so many numbers with the Jets. Drops, penalties, and pulse. Was there any kind of, God forbid I should even mention, energy? Everybody says flat, and if you say they showed up flat in Cincinnati, you're being generous. You're being kind. Was there any kind of urgency? Any kind of swagger, any kind of bravado? I don't think we've seen that in a while. Well, we actually saw some of that after last Sunday, and apparently all the Jets had to do on this Sunday was just show up because they were the New York Jets on a 3-game winning streak. Look out, it's going to be 4, then 5, and then we're going to be 6-7. Earlier this season, you called Ghostbusters. By the end of this season, as of officially yesterday, you don't call Ghostbusters now. You don't have to. Now you call 911. by the way, there's another football team in town, and they happen to be the worst football team in the NFL. With the New York Football Giants, you look for positives. You look for a silver lining. One, here is a positive, that games are only 60 minutes of football time. Two, they kind of look like football players, these Giants, especially during pregame warm-ups. Three, in the words of Pat Shurmur, Daniel Jones, he didn't fumble. Four, it's possible, though not probable, but possible, they do something in December they haven't done in October or November, and that's when a football game, he says. So, hope springs eternal. And five, the Jackrabbits. The Jackrabbits. He wants to travel like other cornerbacks travel. And Giants fans will give him and other players on this team and the coaches choices when it comes to travel. Cars, bus, train, planes, and free rides to the airport. Greyhound. Hurts. The Yankees made the very most of 2019, considering they had over 30 on the IL. The New York Football Giants, if you count the GM, the coaching staff, ownership, and players, have everybody on the IL. Again, that is the incompetent list, the ineffective list, since all are responsible for being on it. At least the Giants are consistently bad, and so bad that the Giants play on the road at home. Homeless are the New York Football Giants. Homeless are the New York Football Giants. Fans from Green Bay yesterday, and Janoris, if you don't mind, these fans from Green Bay yesterday traveling to New York for the holidays and lots of cheese to go around at the Meadowlands on Sunday. Aaron Rodgers, and listen, the Jets were expected to win. The New York Football Giants, no, and they lived down to those expectations. Aaron Rodgers, he did what he wanted to do on Sunday against a team that couldn't do what it needed to do. And if they were even capable of doing it, if a Jets fan, you do miss what you used to see, if you can remember back that far, the swagger, the bravado, the urgency. Never mind what's said after any game from Gase or Shurmur. You want to be the pop psychologist. You want to do the analyzing of what they have to say. You're wasting your time. What they do or don't do is the bottom line at the bottom where they live. What they say is meaningless. And if anything, it's embarrassing to them, and they have to know that and realize that. If anything, what you would like to hear, what you would possibly accept and certainly understand, is these two coaches standing before the media, which is basically standing before the fans, and say this. If you're Gase, stand at the podium after the kind of historic loss from yesterday. Embarrassing is like, rinse and repeat, embarrassing. But what Gase has to say in front of the media, and the same thing with Shurmur. If they were to say this, I'm a failure. I'm failing and I'm the head coach. So this failure starts with me. And right now, I haven't been able to find a win. I'm a failure. I will lose my job, failing as I am, if I can't with my team find a way to win a damn game. I understand your anger. I understand your disgust. I understand you're hating to lose, and so do I. You are paying a lot of money to see winning football. And because you are not seeing winning football, I'm going to pay with my job. And both of us, me, the head coach, and you, the fan, don't want any of this. Right now, I am a failure. So think what you think, say what you will say, and it all belongs on me. That is really making a connection to the fan. But you don't hear that. They don't say that. And anything they do say that isn't what you just heard they should be saying is a waste of time listening to it. This we would understand if they were just to be as honest can be, if they can just in some way relate to the game you're watching and the game you care about. This we would all understand if they were to come out and say, I'm failing and I'm going to pay with my job unless I can turn it around. We would understand that. Because, yes, it is on them, and, yes, it is on everybody else making decisions, and the players, too, lacking everything from urgency to fundamentals to execution.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.